This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I don't know how to break this to you, but we find ourselves once again in that special brand of democratic small-d capitalism that we practice in this country, talking about shutting down the government. The end of the fiscal year looms. There are policy disagreements. You know the drill. There is also this year the added and not-so-small matter of the debt limit. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew told Congress yesterday that unless they raise the U.S. current debt limit, it's $18 trillion or so dollars right now, the government is going to run out of money to pay its bills sometime in late October. That's a quote. Sometime in late October. One wonders whether that is the best guess that he can give us. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman says, yeah, it kind of is.
$3.7 trillion. That's what the government is going to have to shell out to pay all the bills, make payroll, get benefit checks out, and all the rest this year.
The government is like a family in that you operate based on your income.
Budget analyst Stan Collender says the Treasury Secretary is acting kind of like a parent.
What Secretary Lew is saying is that expenses will exceed the amount of cash we have at that particular moment. Up till then, we'll have enough cash to be able to meet our bills, pay all our expenses.
And this is where the family analogy breaks down a bit, explains Alice Rivlin, former head of the White House Office of Management and Budget.
The large number of bills and the large number of sources from which the government gets revenue makes it more complicated than the family budget. Generally, the family knows that the rent is due on the 1st of January or whatever.
Yes, government has to make payroll and get Social Security checks out on time. That's like making rent on the first of the month. But a lot of the bills aren't predictable, and they can be huge, like for an aircraft carrier or a new bridge or a hurricane. Money coming in, it's just as unpredictable. A lot of tax payments by individuals and businesses are estimated. People might work less this month, and payroll taxes would fall. Jim Capretta, who worked on the budget in the White House in the early 2000s, says they've got a special term for this in policy circles.
You know, it's a lumpy process. So there's big payments that go out and big sums that come in, which, you know, mean at any given particular moment.
The government could try to pay a bill and not have enough money in the bank to cover it. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.